Thank you all very much for standing by. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Board Work Party Meeting Number 2 on the 16th of August 2019 at 15:30 UTC. And attending the call today, we have Demi, Osvaldo, Pat, Sebastian. We have observer Sophie Hay joining, and from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, and Brenda, and Bernie is joining as the technical writer. Today's meeting is being recorded. I'd like to remind you all to please state your name before speaking, and I will turn the call over to Sebastian. Sorry if I forgot to mention you, Sebastian, as a participant as well.
No, you didn't. Okay. That's great. Thank you, Brenda, for starting this call, and thank you all for participating. The goal, it's now a long time we didn't have a specific discussion on the topic of the board within the ATRT3, and I am happy that we have this call. Thank you for staff to doing it. Welcome to everybody, and you will be able to see the agenda. You have received it hopefully in your mail only few minutes ago. I will not ask you to be agree on, but if you want any change, just ask when it's a good time. Doesn't matter if we change the agenda during the meeting, but we will try to stick on that, because I think, and I have a very small exchange with Osvaldo just before, that it's the main points, but if I forget something, we will do it. We have just 1 hour. It's a not a long call. I suggest that we go first to the following document, which I will put the link on directly on the chat, like that you have it. It's where we try to keep the information. I spent the last 2 hours to update it, then I would like us to go through that. Then we will talk about where we are regarding evaluation of ATRT2 by ATRT3, and specifically some questions related to the board. And then we will go we will talk about which answer we receive from staff about the question we ask, and that's on the Google Doc. And then we will go to the work plan to see what are the next step. And first thing, we are already late, and we need to find a way to go quicker, to be on time at the end of the road, and of course any other business. Thank you. Any comments on that? Or we can go to the first item, therefore it's a document. Then let's go to... Okay, just to let you know at the beginning that this document is organized in for the moment six part, the one with the tour, and that's already done. The scope of the work, I hope it will not change. The resource request, and I guess it's in this part that I update the document. Therefore, if we can go to go to the end of the document page. It's page 12 now.
Okay.
Let's go to page 12, and I add in this part the answer to the questions.
Sebastian, this is Brenda. I don't see page numbers. Could you tell me what the top of the page?
Yeah, go down.
9, 10, 12.
Here. It's what I call draft report, not yet really even draft version 0.0. I must have put version 0.01, but and on this document, I add, of course, since the last time we had the discussion about what are the recommendations that concern the board, and we will come back on that about ATRT2. And if you scroll down in green, I add the answer of the board. It's here. Sorry. Sorry. Then in green, I add all the answer I found in a mail sent by Jennifer. I think it's now time to review all this answer and to see if it's fit with the question we had. We have those in green, and there are different answers there. And we have one. I keep it even, I don't think it was for us, but more for the NOMCOM, and therefore it may be for the community work party. And but as it was in the same mail, I decided to put it here just to be sure that I didn't forget something. Then we have answer about the question about the election processes for the board director and for the liaison. We have something about the NOMCOM. Scroll down, please. And we have also an answer about strategic planning. It's a little bit down. It's D here. The next one here. That's also one answer given by staff that we need to review. And we have something further down about last 4-5 years board resolution, and one about the appeal mechanism. I hope that I didn't lose some answer to the question, and now it will be useful to review all that. Any question, comment on that part?
Hello, this is Osvaldo.
Yes.
Yeah. No, first of all, as I told Sebastian, I apologize for the last 2 weeks I was absent from the group because I have a serious business problem and I had to travel to Argentina to try to solve it. Now I'm going to try to get up to date with my work. But the thing is, there is a lot of information we had to process and quite not very long time to do it. So we should try to assign responsibilities or work to each party, to those that can dedicate time to it, and see if we can process this information and get the results to the group.
Yes, thank you, Osvaldo. I have no problem with that. My trouble is that when we organize and we discuss that, if you can scroll up to page 8. That's here exactly. We when we met in Marrakesh, we put some items and people assigned to some work, and nothing happened. Therefore, yes, I think it's important, maybe not to assign, but to have people who want to do things and they tell us what they want to do. Because if we tell them to do, it doesn't work up to now, unfortunately.
Yeah, okay.
And I understand that everybody is very busy and so on, but we need to do the work. And one of my concerns is that if you look to the membership of this work party, we are very few. Liu, Martin, Michael, Ramet, Tola, Wolfgang are not here. Therefore, it's more difficult even to do the work. Okay. If there is no other comment or questions, we have already started, but we can discuss about ATRT2 as I don't want to just hear me talking. Bernie, can you give us where we are with ATRT2 and if there are things that we as a board work party, we need to do or we can do on that issue, if we need to wait for the next call or if there are something we can already start. Sorry to jump on you like that.
Sorry, I'll turn on the mic. It'll be easier. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. I don't know if there's a lot to do. I would take advantage of having Demi here to say, if you could go back to the spreadsheet, we got a few questions, and if you could answer those, that would help. Given we're going series Adam through the ATRT2 list, it's hard to say that you've got all the things. We've done probably most of the board ones because they were on top of the list, but we'll only finish those at our plenary meeting next week, and then we can have a discussion on strategy. Obviously, understanding and commenting on what to do from those evaluations, if anything, will certainly be a task for this group. That's all I have for you right now, Sebastian.
Thank you, Bernie. But that's useful. Okay. I think for the participant what it could be useful is to go through the Google Doc. Maybe I need to reorganize a little bit because there are too much things and duplicative things. I will try to have just one single document with different information within each item and not the item multiplied by the type of information. I will try to do that in the next few days. But it's important if you can go there and if you have question, comments, additional points, it could be good to do it. Please. We already have go through the item number 4 about answers received from staff. One of my concerns here is that if we look to the list of the question, there are some questions who are not answered. There are information we didn't receive. How we can work with staff to be sure that they got the point that we want to get information on, and how we can have it quickly, because time is passing. Jennifer, please go ahead.
Thanks, Sebastian. This is Jennifer. It's just to note that there are some requests, as you said, that are still outstanding. I have three of them specifically for this group. I just wanted to let you know that those three requests, the information is in the final stages of being prepared. So I expect that the information should be with you no later than the end of next week. If for any reason there are additional delays, I will certainly keep you posted. And thanks for your patience while we get that information together. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. Good information and useful. Therefore, I suggest that we organize the next meeting of this subgroup after we receive those answers, like that we will be able to evaluate them and also to see if we got the answer to all our questions or if there are some we have still pending, and like that we can go ahead with the question and with the answer. Any question or comment on that?
Yeah.
If not,
hello.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Osvaldo.
Just two points. First, regarding ATRT2 evaluation or the examination we are doing of it and its implementation, I would say, well, for me personally, I will have to go over all the answers that Bernie got and look at them from the point of view of the board to see if we have any comments. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to check all the answers, but I'll try to do it before next meeting, plenary meeting. And then regarding the documentation, even though we haven't received all we requested, we received a lot of information and we have to process it. So I don't know if we should at least check some of the information and try to have a meeting to discuss about the information we got, how we are going to examine it and inform something about it.
Hello, this is Tola.
Go ahead, Tola.
Thank you, Vado, for your comment. I think from the task already assigned by FEB, we are just supposed to go straight into examining the documents we have. For example, board effectiveness and efficiency has Osvaldo and Demi, right? So I expect that from the documents we have, is there anyone that shows effectiveness and efficiency? If we have, then Osvaldo and Demi should look at them. For myself and Wolfgang, we should check the document we have if there is strategy stated. If we have any document on strategy, then we should examine it. That's my understanding of what Sebastian has proposed. I think it is for us to agree with his proposal and to now the peer team to agree to work together and to set a date to peruse the document. Thank you. What about you, sir?
That will be fine for me.
Yeah, it was Osvaldo and now Sebastian. Yeah, it is fine. If we can go in that direction, Tola, great. I will. I think we will all appreciate. And okay, let's try to do that. And And in the summary of this call, we will try to suggest again that. Great. Thank you, Tola. Okay, if we don't have other inputs and comments, I suggest that Brenda, if we can go to the work plan now to discuss where we are with it's another document you need to what is the work plan is the spreadsheet that Pat have done with all the tasks and the date. And I guess we are in green in this document, a little bit further down, yeah. Here in green. Okay, as we can see that we are not yet completely late, but we are supposed to deliver something in 1 week. That means that we have to rush. And we already discussed the review, analyze, and summarize relevant documentation. It's what we really need to do now. With the questionnaire, survey that we will send, I hope that we will have some inputs to help us with the answer to some of the questions. And if we need some more interview, we need to organize them. I know that we have request some specific meetings, but before we go to some specific meeting, for example, with the CFO, I think it's important that we review the documentation we received, and then after that we will organize this meeting. But that means that we will not be on time to deliver that part of the work.
I have a question, sir.
Go ahead. It's Tola, I guess.
Okay. My question is, since we're in a team and we're going to be meeting, for example, the CFO, or we're going to be producing different documents, do we have a common template to apply? For example, if you are reviewing a particular document, you are looking for something, right? Are you using your discretion? Am I using my discretion? Or we have one common template that we use while producing this document, and at the same time when we are meeting anybody for questions? Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Tola. I don't think we have any document specific to do that work. So the only template that was created by Bernie is one for the final report. I don't know if we are yet there to use it, but maybe I'm wrong there, and it would be useful to have it. I don't know. Maybe Bernard can help us with that.
Okay, I agree. It's okay. So we use the same way we have done with the ATRT 2 review, where individually you go over, you read, and you check whether it is implemented and it is efficient. So that's the same way we go through. For example, in my own portion of our strategy, to go through and see if the strategy is appropriate. That means we are going to be using our discretion.
Yes, Tola. We are. It's very difficult to hear you, but yes, for the moment, as we don't have a document to share, you need to go through the when you make a review with your own question, and then to see and to gather the answer without any template. I guess it's the right answer.
All right, thank you, Sebastian. It's clear. I'm sorry, I'm driving, so I'm using Bluetooth on the car, so it can be going off and on as I drive. Apologies for that if you don't hear me properly. Thank you.
Yeah, that's okay. Thank you, Tola. Sebastian speaking. Bernie, can you jump here?
Well, if you say jump, I'm going to jump, Sebastian. What would you like me to jump to?
to help us with how we can do this part of the work, and if it's already a good time to have the template you have set up for the final document, or it's too early and we can wait for that.
No, I think it would probably be very useful. I'm doing a few refinements over the next few days, which may help chunk out the work a bit. So if you give me until Monday, I think we should probably have something for you, which you can have a look at and decide if it's helpful.
Great. No, that's a good. Good inputs. Okay. Thank you, Bernard. If I come back to this spreadsheet, you see that we have a tight schedule because we are late. Therefore, I hope that all the members of this work party will. Do part of the work and that we will be able to gather this information. I think that what we need to do, we will get next week some inputs from Bernie. We will get at the end of next week or beginning of the week after some additional answer before, during this time. Please review the current answer, and I will try to reorganize the Google Doc to have it more user-friendly. But please, if you have findings, if you have questions, if you have inputs, put them there like that. We have one single repository, and as soon as we have something that Bernie will give us, we will see how we organize our work. But for the moment, keep on the Google Doc, please, the one we show you at the beginning of this, in the first part of this meeting. And as soon as we have the answer from staff, from additional questions or additional answer to our questions, we will. Organize another call of this sub-team. I hope that it will be in two weeks, less than 2 weeks' time, then not beginning of next week, but the week after. And if staff can prepare a doodle for that, it will be great. I guess that's what I can say now. Pat, as you are with us, can you give us your feedback as a co-chair of this overall group and any advice or any question, please?
So thanks, Sebastian. This is Pat. And so, you know, so sitting in, it seems like we've got some conversations that still need to be had, it appears, and I think that in the next couple of weeks, if we're going to have a call between now and then, it just seems to me, Sebastian, that we've got to get some more critical conversation about the different points, because we're going to have to start writing fairly soon, and I'm trying to assess how I can help the process, help you, help this team in terms of getting that. Flywheel moving, so to speak. I mean, I think that there's a lot of good thoughts here, but how do we progress and how can I help that? So I'm looking for kind of a question for you, which is, how do you want me to help engage here and move forward?
Thank you, Pat, for your feedback and inputs. I think we really need to do what you say. We need to read the document. We need to be aware of what are the real situation regarding the board and what we are reviewing. And therefore, I don't know how you can help with that, because it's the work of each member of this work team who do a work party. We need to do the work. But if I can suggest that you come back on that issue, and because I guess it's not just for our work party, but for all the work parties, that you come back on, have you done your homework? When is your the next time you will meet? Are you sure that you will be ready for this next step, and so on, and to keep us also on track as much as possible with where we are with the date, that because we fix some dates, and I think it will be useful. I know that next week plenary will be still with ATRT2, but if I can suggest that the week after, you go back to the agenda, to the dates, and that we have an in-depth discussion on that will be helpful.
Thank you, Sebastian. I think that there's a lot of things that are right about what you said in terms of across all the groups. So let me get with Cheryl, since she's couldn't be here today, and have a conversation about kind of how we want to slot things going forward, or at least recommend to the leadership teams on Mondays as to how we want to slot going forward. But what I'll do is I've not dug deeply into your documents per se. And what I'll do is I'll dig deep into them between now and when you have the next call for this group, and try to create some specific questions that hopefully would generate some conversation and get to a specific point. That would be helpful. I'm really happy to do that.
Good. Thank you, Pat. Sebastian speaking. Yeah, I think it will be helpful. I will try to really do quickly. I am quite occupied this weekend, but at the beginning of next week, to do a revamp of the Google Doc, because it's a little bit messy, to be more, it to be easier for you to take to have a look at it and to read, and for the other participant, I guess it will be also easier. Okay, any other common questions, disagreement, agreement? And if I can, one thing, Pat, it's that to help us to have full participation of the ATRT3 members. We are now 17, I guess. We need to work all the 17th. It's important. Thank you. Go ahead, Pat, please.
So, Sebastian, are you suggesting that we bring the full group to the sub work group for review, or just work harder to get the full group into our Wednesday sessions? I wasn't quite following where you wanted to have the full participation.
Yeah, and thank you, Pat, and sorry it was not clear, but I will say in two ways. The first one is that please help us to have the full board work party engaged. Full stop. And I think help the ATRT3 to have the full ATRT3 participants doing the work. That's two different level of discussion. For my part now, it's to have to that I am sure that you can help us to have people more engaged in our work if they are member of this work party. Okay, thank you very much. And thank you for your inputs, and we will stop the meeting here, and don't forget to be on the call next week, and thank you for your help and your work. Take care. Bye-bye for now. The meeting is closed.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.